Last Thursday, I was off sick and Michael Jones actually got to speak movies with somebody who knew about movies. Alas, I am back and Michael is back to speaking to someone who knows next to nothing. Sorry about that, Michael.
We'll do our best.
We'll make it happen. What are we talking about this week?
Well, let's start with a film called Lean on Pete.
Okay.
This film stars Charlie Plummer, Travis Fimmel, Steve Buscemi, Chloe Sevigny, Steve Zahn and Alison Elliott. It's directed by Andrew Hay, who's, you might remember, 45 Years, came out a couple of years ago. Maybe not.
Nope.
Anyway, this film is based on a novel by Willie Vallorton. It's about Charlie Thompson, played by Charlie Plummer. He lives an itinerant life with his hustler father, played by Travis Fimmel, moving from town to town in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. Charlie just wants a normal life, you know, settle down, stay in the same house for more than 12 months, you know, go to school, things like that. What more could a kid want? And one day Charlie, during summer, he finds a part-time job at a local racetrack working for a struggling horse trainer, played by Steve Buscemi, and he starts to form a bond with one of the old racehorses that this trainer works with, Lean on Pete. For a while there, everything's going great until Charlie's dad's lifestyle catches up with him and Lean on Pete starts to lose races.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, so the horse's name is Lean on Pete?
Lean on Pete.
It's not just Pete.
No, it's not just Pete. Well, I mean, they shorten it to Pete, but Lean on Pete is its official race name. That's what the race callers call out. Lean on Pete. You know, whatever. I can't do a race call, but at least Lean on Pete's its official name. Anyway, Charlie cracks at this point and, taking Pete with him, heads across country on a search for his long-lost aunt Margie, played by Alison Elliott. Look, I went into this film expecting your usual boy and his horse tale full of sentimentality and schlock. But given Andrew Hay's previous work, like 45 Years and Weekend, this film is anything but that. I was in quite a major surprise. This film is actually really, really heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. It's way more than just a mawkish tale of boy and his horse. Lean on Pete, it's the story of a desperate and confused boy who's been left alone in a desperate and confused rural America, really, which is no position to help someone in this boy's situation, really. There's lots and lots of allegory here, so if you like that, watch this film. Look, sure, Charlie does receive some kindness along his journey, but he also suffers some really traumatic setbacks that would break most people. But somehow, Charlie managed to soldier on. Charlie Plummer, playing a guy called Charlie, it's quite confusing. Charlie Plummer is thoroughly engaging as 16-year-old Charlie. He doesn't say much, but does manage to convey plenty just through his eye work. You know, okay. He's got these really sad eyes that just say a lot. He's really, really good in this film. Lean on Pete, it's a pretty satisfying experience if you are prepared to go along for the ride. But at 121 minutes, it's more of a stayer than a sprinter.
2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours of horse.
Boy and his horse.
Wow.
Let's move on to something lighter.
Okay.
Normandy Nude.
Oh.
Or as the French would say, Normandy Noir. Or Nue?
No, I'm not going to try.
Maybe they would say it like that. I don't know. I don't speak French. Anyway, it stars Francois Cluzet, Francois Xavier Demaison, and probably a few more guys called Francois. But there are some other people in it called Julianne Roth, Toby Jones,
hey,
Vincent Regan, and Arthur Dupont. It's directed by Philip Legay. That's what I'll go with. The rural town of Mer-sur-Sarthe in Normandy is in deep trouble. Dairy and livestock prices are falling and farmers' livelihoods are being threatened. Their farms are being foreclosed on and it's really disaster all around. They've staged protests blocking roads to Paris, but nobody seems to be listening. Then one day a famous American photographer called Newman, played by Toby Jones, passes through the town and decides it's the perfect location for his next photograph. Mayor Balbazard, played by one of the Francois, this one being Cluzet, sees this as the perfect opportunity to raise awareness of the town's plight. The problem is he has to convince 200 rural folk to pose nude. Hence the title, Normandy Nude.
Got it. Yeah, it's like a Spencer Tunic
thing. He's a Spencer Tunic sort of guy.
Yeah, okay.
Look, throw in a couple of other local petty squabbles and a few romances into the mix because That's what need to go into a French comedy. You wouldn't have one without those sort of ingredients. But you know how very often these days we go along to a comedy, especially to find out that what we've just watched was a remake of a French film?
No, but okay.
Well,
is this one of your problems, is it?
Well, it's not a problem, really. You just go, oh, that's an English remake of a French film. Well, Normandy Dude, in spite of its very French rural sensibilities, feels like Philippe Legay and his friends who helped him write the film were pretty big fans of British working-class feel-good comedies of the 1990s, particularly films like Brassed Off and The Full Monty. There's a bit of nude work in that one, too.
I can guess.
This film covers much of the same ground as both of those films. Oh, well, I suppose it has been over 20 years and everything old is new again. I just didn't realise the French were so into recycling.
Well, I mean, we've got enough live-action Disney remakes. We might as well go and remake some French films.
No, well, remake some English films into French films.
Oh, I thought we were going the other way around.
No. These were English films. And
now they're being French.
Yes, now it's French. This film is charming enough and it is certainly beautiful to look at. The Normandy Tourist Board will be very, very pleased. But the whole thing felt a bit cobbled together and in a rush, and Normandy knew it's not without its charm, but it just felt a little bit disjointed, and ultimately I'd say the Emperor has no clothes.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.